Those violent tornadoes overnight in Missouri have killed at least 3 people in Golden City in the southwest part of the state. They also caused widespread damage. And police are going door to door to check on people in the hard-hit state capital, Jefferson City. Governor Mike Parson was there earlier today, spoke with reporters.
We were very fortunate here in Jeff City last night to come through this, especially for injuries or fatalities here. But the damage is just devastating up here, you know, and we're days to come to get all this fixed. So there's a lot more work to be done the next day or two for all our emergency personnel.
This has been part of a week-long wild weather pattern. So let's bring in Frank Morris with KCUR in Kansas City. Frank, busy week.
Yes, it has. It's been a wild weather week here in the whole Midwest and the lower Midwest, Texas, down to Louisiana. Pretty wide area, but there have been a lot of storms.
Yeah, the tornadoes overnight are just some of the 200 that have passed through the region over the past 6 days. We know that this is an area familiar with tornadoes, but how unusual is this?
You know, it's unusual lately. There have been a few years where we haven't had very active tornado seasons. This amount and the 200 number is preliminary. You know, those are reported tornadoes. When the Weather Service gets around to verifying them, that number will go down. There's some redundancy there, but well over 100 tornadoes. It's unusual. And the thing is, it's not going to let up. This weather system is parked where it is. There's a weather map that shows a corridor of likely tornado weather across Missouri today. It's exactly the same place it was yesterday. So the conditions haven't changed a bit overnight. You would think all this turbulence, all this energy being expended in the atmosphere would break things up, but it hasn't.
Well, and this is also the 8th anniversary of a twister in Joplin that killed 158 people. We remember that.
Yeah.
You were reporting that day.
Absolutely.
I'm sure everyone who lived through that day is thankful that as bad as this is, it's not that bad.
Well, you know, and there's some PTSD with people who go through something like that.
Yeah.
Something that really turns everything upside down and destroys your house, destroys your town. So people who didn't move away, they have a visceral reaction to those tornado sirens going off, a lot of them. A lot of them have spent a lot of time trying to get back to normal in the last 8 years since that tornado.
Well, that must be terrible again to hear those tornado sirens. They are yeah. Tough anyway. But it's not just tornadoes. You've got this rain and hail, flooding. Mm-hmm. Talk about how that's affecting, you know, the Missouri River.
Oh, well, so the Missouri River has been running high since March. It started very early this year with this bomb cyclone that swept through Nebraska, and it hasn't gone down. It hasn't gone down much below flood stage in some places, and it's right back up now. So the Missouri River is flooding in Jefferson City. So Missouri, one side of the river in Jefferson City, you've got the river overtopping the levees, and that a mandatory evacuation order. The other side gets hit by a tornado. So that's the kind of weather we're having. But the flooding is very widespread. Oklahoma is a complete mess with rivers, creeks, flooding, you know, major flooding. All along the Missouri River, you've got this situation where the river's so high that the streams can't empty into it. You know, maybe the floodgates are closed or it's just too full. And so every time there's a rain, it floods. And we've had a lot of rain. We may be on track to have the wettest spring in recorded history. Mm. So the whole midsection of the country is flooding. Mm. And the flooding is actually more dangerous. You're more likely to die in a flood than you are in a tornado. Tornado is more dramatic. Flooding is more likely to kill people. And the flooding is going to go on. There's no end to this flooding in sight. I mean, because it's cumulative. And the weather is parked here. It's going to be the same weather system is going to be parked over the area for the next several days. And the flooding is just going to get worse and worse. And we're early in flood season in this part of the country.
So I'm sure people are being warned you might want to rethink those Memorial Day driving plans and travel plans.
Well, there definitely are, you know, a number of closed roads, particularly in Oklahoma and around Jefferson City, and a number of other places. You know, I don't know how it affects plants, but it's, you know, they always try to hammer this in. You should not drive across
right.
running water, you know, turn around, don't drown, because not only is the water maybe rising, the road may be washed out from underneath of it. People die all the time in those kind of situations.
That's Frank Morris with KCUR in Kansas City, having a rough weather week. Frank, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.